Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. This morning we're going to dive into our coaches' clipboard heading into tonight's blockbuster between the Sydney Roosters and the Manly Seagulls. We're going to kick off first of all with Trent Robinson's clipboard. So the guys from the Manly Seagulls that I think he will be most worried about. Now obviously the Manly Seagulls are coming off a big loss last week to the Melbourne Storm. Really showed up a lot of deficiencies in this football team and also showed a real blueprint of how to defeat the Manly Seagulls. But it is a lot easier said than done. And yes, coaches like Trent Robinson will be able to see the way that Craig Bellamy did it, but is he going to have the troops to be able to execute that same plan? It's going to be a very interesting matchup. I guarantee you the Manly Seagulls won't play as poorly again this week. They really got their pants pulled down last week, especially their forward pack. I know a lot of people wanted to blame Turbo for not having a massive game, but when your pack gets absolutely dominated like that, unless your name is Brad Fittler or Andrew Johns, it is very difficult to have much impact on your team when you're just going backwards the entire game. I think off the back of that, DCE and Foz, probably not their best game, under a lot of pressure, playing off the back foot. Wasn't a great game by those two either. So, all round, a bit of a shit fight for the Manly Seagulls. Other guys had very poor games, including Morgan Harper and whatnot. But this Manly Seagulls side, I don't think they'll be panic stations, to be honest with you. I know that DCE, he's a real competitor. Everyone I talk to in our game that has a relationship with DCE just speaks about how competitive he is as the leader of this side. I think he's going to have them up for it. So, I'm really looking forward to this clash. And look, if I'm Trent Robinson, the three guys or the three aspects I've got written down on my clipboard, of course, the first one has to still be Tom Trbojevic. He might have had minimal impact on the game last week, but he's had a season that I believe we haven't seen before. I think as well, Tom Trbojevic will be well and truly aware that for the last few months, people have compared his seasons to Benny Barber, Jared Hayne, including myself, and have said, nah, he's playing better footy. He's already jumped ahead of them. Now, you got to think that if Manly lose this game and they go out in straight sets in the finals, I think it diminishes that incredibly, like a lot. I think it really, really knocks his season around as far as how we look back on it, because you have Barber, you had Hainsey. Yes, they didn't win a premiership, but they both took their teams to the grand final. Granted, on the other side, Tom Trbojevic has dominated Origin as well during his season, but finals footy is where it counts for me. So a bit of pressure coming into this game on Tommy Turbo, and obviously guy that he can just dominate from anywhere. And up until last week, I sort of thought even if his forwards aren't winning the ruck, he can just go and win it for them. Probably a different kettle of fish against the Melbourne Storm, though. Obviously, coming into this game against the Sydney Roosters, a bit of a different side. But I have no doubt that Trent Robinson, he'll be relying heavily on Drew Hutchinson's kicking game to try and take Turbo out of this. You saw the way that Munster just dropped it on his head. A lot of bombs, a lot of grubbers into corners and whatnot. just trying to minimise the impact that he can have on this game. So no doubt whatsoever, Trent Robinson, he'll be trying to take Turbo out of the game as much as he possibly can. What I've got written down here for Turbo: the man to stop in this side, the best way to defend Tom is to win the middle and minimise momentum opportunities. Melbourne didn't give an inch through the middle, and it ruined Tom. So completely agree there. Obviously, I wrote it, so I agree. But I think if you can control the centre third, you minimise the opportunities that Tom Trbojevic can have. I think Hutcho's kicking game is going to be crucial as well. But we'll touch on that a little bit later. Now, number two on Trent Robinson's list is a guy that people probably aren't expecting. I've got Marty Tapau here. Now, I think Marty Tapau, he actually started all right in that game last week, but then was blown off the park. And he's the sort of alpha guy in this forward pack for me. He really needs to have a big performance here. Rumours are that he was told during the week that he's unwanted by the club heading into 2022. He can talk to other clubs if he would like. They're not going to stand in his way. So here's a guy, one, coming off a game where it was blatantly obvious to everyone the forward pack got bullied. To me, he's sort of the aggressive face of this forward pack. Yes, they got Jake Trbojevic, who's probably the, you know, the captain of this forward pack, but Marty Tapau, he would have taken last week personally. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. So you got a guy who's had his pants pulled down, he's embarrassed, and then this week it's been revealed that reportedly he's been told he can look elsewhere next year. So this is a guy also playing for a contract, and there's no better stage to try and earn a contract elsewhere than in the finals on the biggest stages. So I think Marty Tapau is in for a big game tonight. I think he's going to be fired up for this one. He's going to be ready to rip in. And the best thing about Marty Tapau, obviously he's a big body, you know, he works out with the Olympic weightlifting side. He's fast, quick, he's strong, mobile. He's got it all, Marty Tapau, but it's his offload that really kill sides. And I think Trent Robinson will be well aware of this. Obviously going to this game with a bit of a lighter pack than what they usually have, or even lighter than what they've had the last few weeks. Takiaho out of this game, so Isaac Liu moves into the front row. But when you have a look at that bench, yes, you get Nat Butcher back, but it's pretty light outside of that. So forwards, they're going to have to really aim up on Marty tonight. And he's not the only forward to watch, of course, but he's the one that I've highlighted, because it's when Marty Tapau starts to offload that Manly play their best footy. That's when they play their second phase footy. That's how you tired out your middle forwards for the Sydney Roosters, and I just don't think they have enough in the engines of the guys they do have at the Chooks to be able to counter that. So they need to stop his offloads and not let him get momentum like the Melbourne Storm did last week. Let's talk Marty Tapau. I've got written down here the alpha forward in this footy side. Off the back of being bullied and reportedly told his services won't be needed next year, Marty will be hungry. Need to limit offloads. Manly's second phase footy is elite. What I mean by that is, of course, once they do get second phase footy, you got Chez, you got Foz, you got Tom Trbojevic, they just click into gear and they're able to swing the ball 25 metres in 3 seconds either way. The football moves so quickly on this Manly Seagulls team. And even if it's not in the hands of those guys, you end up getting it to Olakau'atu or Josh Schuster out on the edges. And these two, they can both pass, they can both run, they can both break tackles, they can both offload. So there is just points all over this field if you allow second phase footy. And if you do, and it lands in the arms of Tom Trbojevic, you're in serious trouble. You know he's going to get that extra 10 metres. He's going to get you on the back foot. If it lands in the arms of Chez, you know that ball, it could be on either sideline within the next 2 or 3 seconds. So very dangerous. You need to limit the offloads of Marty Tapau, because he can get a little bit offload happy at times. He can make mistakes off the back of that as well. But if he lands them, and they will be prepared for the Manly, they will know that they want to move this Roosters pack around. They want to tie them out. So I'm expecting plenty of offloads from this side. And I think Marty Tapau, he will top that list if the Roosters do not handle him. Number three is the skipper, DCE. We mentioned him. He is a competitor. He is a real competitor. And I think this week would have really, really hurt him. Now, what you find with DCE, I heard the YKTR boys talking about it during the season. They mentioned it this week as well, and they're spot on. It's something that I've noticed off the back of them pointing out. When DCE comes off a quiet or a poor game, you notice the next week he runs a lot. Keep an eye on DCE in the really early sets tonight. He will run the football. He will take the Sydney Roosters on. And this is when DCE is at his most dangerous, because he has got a really underrated and underappreciated running game that not enough people talk about. Obviously, he's got that connection on the right edge with Olakau'atu as well, which really didn't hit its straps last week. In fact, in defence, it was really found out. So it was a tough night at the office for them. No doubt, DCE, he's going to be someone that the Roosters are going to target. I have no doubts about that whatsoever. I think the Melbourne Storm did show the other day that if you can get to the inside shoulder of DCE enough, there will be points that will come from that. But Robbo, he's got to keep his eye on DCE. We just mentioned if Marty Tapau is offloading in the second phase footy, DCE becomes one of the most dangerous guys in the field because he can zing that ball from sideline to sideline either way and create opportunities. He's obviously the main kicker in this game as well. We know how important kicking games are in final series, and if you doubted that, you certainly got showed last week just how important they are. So plenty of pressure on DCE, and if they get into second phase footy, they're in trouble. He's a guy that I like for an anytime try scorer tonight. He is going to run the ball. His support play is unreal. What I've got written down here for DCE: expect DCE to run a heat tonight off the back of a poor game. He will really take on the Chooks. Left edge defenders need to be up for this contest against DCE. He will show up ready. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. I'm expecting DCE to have a very good game tonight. Now let's move to our other clipboard. This is Desi Hazel's clipboard coming into the Sydney Roosters clash. Last week, off the top of my head, we had Tedesco, we had Radley, and then I think we have Takiaho and Rhea Hargraves. Now, Takiaho got injured, but Teddy and Radley were the best two players on the field by a country mile. We spoke about that combination this week. And for me, on Desi Hazel's clipboard this week, number one is just Teddy and Radley. You need to control these two through the centre third. Obviously, individually, two sensational players, but as a combo in this team at the moment where there really isn't much doing, these two are the keys to this team. If you can limit the opportunities of Radley, if you can pressure him into passes, if you give him too much time, like I spoke about last week, their block plays just fall into time. You can see when Rads is going to go to the line and go out the back, and your line speed, it needs to be going 100 miles. You need to stay together, because if you don't, Radley's got a good enough eye to pick that out and play off the back of it, but you need to be going up together and you need to be putting pressure on Radley, because it's very rarely it goes from Radley to Teddy. There's normally one or two hands in between it, which are Hutcho, which are Lockie Lamb, these sort of guys, and that's where you really need to pressure these guys and get up on them. But this combination, there will be a point in this game where they try and link up through the middle. There will be two or three times that they do it. Quite often, you'll see Teddy sort of hovering behind the ruck and Rads will find him back on the inside, or they'll link up with some short passing on the A and B defenders. So it's something that players need to be aware of all night, because if you're not aware of it, they will cut you up. Radley's too much of a good ball player, and Teddy, he just injects himself on every single play, so they will catch you out through the centre third. Two guys at their forwards don't really need to be winning the ruck either for them to be able to do this. Radley's just got that timing. He's got that deceptivity. He's fantastic at telling a lie with the football, and he will catch you out. So you have to be on high alert against these two. If you can limit the impact of Teddy and Radley, I'm willing to say you win this game by 20 or 30 points. That's how important these two are to this footy side. Now, just what I had written down on the coach's clipboard there, these two torched the Titans last week. We had them as 1 and 2 on the list last week. We still undervalued them. The key to knocking over the Chooks is controlling these two. Let's move to number two on Desi Hazel's list, and a guy that has had a really good season. I think he is still underappreciated, and I think he has been underappreciated by me up until about a month ago as well. So egg all over my face there, but I think he's going to be really important coming into this game. Drew Hutchinson. Now, if you were to list the most talented guys at the Roosters, I'm not sure if he's in the top 10, but he's in this team because of his left foot kicking game. You got Lockie Lamb, who's playing 5-8 or whatever at the moment. You got Sam Walker, who will come off the bench. You've also got Ben Marshke in this team now at hooker. He's come in. So what it means, I can't see Ben Marshke playing a full 80 minutes at hooker. So eventually you will see Lock and Lamb jump into 9, I think, and I think you'll see Sam Walker play more minutes. Regardless, though, the main kicking game will come from Drew Hutchinson, and I have no doubt whatsoever that the Roosters and Trent Robinson, they would have cut up a heap of tape of the kicking game of Cameron Munster and the Melbourne Storm last week, and Hutcho would have watched that on repeat last week. And it's all about how to take Tommy Turbo out of this game. You know, with Hutcho, he's a left foot kicker. The vast majority of the time, he's going to get it on the left side of the ruck. You know where he's coming from. For me, if I was that right edge second row, which is going to be Olakau'atu, my mission all night would be, you need to be pressuring Drew Hutchinson on every single kick, because he needs to get all of these right to take Tom Trbojevic out of the game like the Melbourne Storm did. If I'm Desi Hasler, I'm giving that job to Ala Kawata. I'm saying you need to be on his case all night. You know he's going to do the vast majority of kicking. He will do 75 to 80% of the kicking tonight. I have no doubt about it. It's always going to come off his left foot. He always sets him up to the left side of the ruck, and if he doesn't, he's on the other side. Markers need to pressure him. Obviously, with a left foot kicker, you want to be kicking on the left side of the ruck because your marker comes from your right. It gives you an extra second or two to be able to kick. A lot harder to put pressure on. If you're kicking from the right side of the ruck and you're Drew Hutchinson, all of a sudden you're kicking with your left foot, you're a metre and a half closer to the markers. It becomes a lot more difficult to kick there. So pressure has to be on there. First markers have to be working on last tackle if you see Hutcho over to the right side, because it's a perfect opportunity to rattle him and to put in a poor kick. He's going to be crucial tonight, Drew Hutchinson. And I have no doubt whatsoever Desi Hasler is aware of that. What I had written down for Hutcho here: Munster kicked Manly out of the game last week. Hutcho doesn't have the kicking game of Munster, but Manly will take their licks from last week and apply plenty of pressure to the left foot of Drew Hutchinson. That's why he's in this team, to kick for them, yeah? And he's done a splendid job of it. He's done unreal. He's got a great boot on him. He can land it in the right spots. He doesn't have that sort of Nathan Cleary kick where he'll give you nightmares, but he'll land it in the right spot 9 times out of 10, Hutcho. They have to apply pressure to him. He is their main kicking game, and they have to make him sweat tonight.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number three, I've got Jared Rea-Hargraves. I had him there last week as well with Takiaho. Obviously, Takiaho out now, which just lifts Rea-Hargraves up another level for me. Obviously, a former Manly boy, he will be up for this one. He will be ready to rip and tear tonight. Without Takiaho, without the rest of the forwards they're missing, this is Rea-Hargraves' pack. You have got Radley there, I understand that, but this is Jared's pack, and he has had an unreal season. He must be so battered and bruised, it's not even funny. And the moment they get knocked out of this side, I'm tipping Rea-Hargraves sits in an ice bath for about 2 to 3 days. For me, like James Tedesco, I think this has been Rea-Hargraves' best season. The minutes that he's been able to play and the impact he's had on games this year has been criminally underrated once again. He is their best, if not their second best forward, week in, week out. He will have to be up for this one in a massive fashion for them to get the job done here. He's the main guy in this pack. As I said, Takiaho is out. He's got Isaac Liu starting with him, which is great. Liu isn't a guy that's going to play 70 minutes, though. So a lot of pressure on Jared. You've got Nat Butcher on the bench as well, which helps, but still a lot of inexperience on that bench. Radley's going to be doing a lot of his ball playing. It's going to be up to Rea-Hargraves to really dominate the middle to get them on the front foot. Come up against Paseka, Aloye, Marty Tapau. It is going to be a really, really tough gig. Also playing without his nine as well, so your service might not be as great. They're not going to be as dynamic out of dummy half with Marshke over Sammy Verrills. So a big test for Jared Rea-Hargraves tonight. I think he knows that he has to have one of the performances of his career for the Sydney Roosters to advance through this final series tonight. A lot of pressure on him, and I have no doubt whatsoever Desi Hasler will be all over Rea-Hargraves. He's going to try and bring it to him. There will be elbows, there will be contact, there will be shit talk. He's going to bring everything in his back pocket tonight, Jared Rea-Hargraves, because he has to. It's up to the Manly Seagulls middles to get the better of this guy. If he is the third or fourth best front rower on the field, I think Manly could win this by 20 or 30 points. But Jared, he will stand up. It's up to the Manly Seagulls to try and stop him. Unfortunately for the Roosters, I think their season does end tonight. I'm expecting the Manly Seagulls to bounce back from their loss last week. But, geez, it's hard to bet against the Roosters. And I won't be betting in this game, I don't think. I might have a couple of anytime try scorers. But I think the Roosters, you just have to respect what they've done this year. And it's really hard to bet against them. But for me, I am going to take the Manly Seagulls. I think they will take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs next week in the prelim final.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.